and I don't think they're referring to Pittsburgh. And by the way, speaking of geographic locations, why is San Francisco always said to be in the Bay Area while Saudi Arabia is in the Gulf region? Is a region really bigger than an area? And what about a belt? How big is a belt? The Bible Belt is bigger than the Borscht Belt. Maybe that's because there are more Christians than Jews. But that doesn't explain the Rust Belt. In the last several decades, a good deal of the U.S. population has moved from the Rust Belt to the Sun Belt. People changed belts. By the way, part of the Sun Belt runs right through the Bible Belt. That must be confusing. And let's not forget zones, especially war zones. The media like that phrase. If there's any kind of explosion at all, even a small gas heater, they'll say the living room looked like a war zone. Most of the time, it's an overstatement, because when you get right down to it, the only thing that looks like a war zone is a combat area. Then there's the opposite of a war zone, a demilitarized zone. Korea has one of those, separating the North and South. A demilitarized zone sounds like a good idea, but I've noticed that wherever they have a demilitarized zone, there are always a lot of soldiers nearby. I guess that's in case the demilitarized zone suddenly becomes a combat area. Now, the Gulf region has been both a war zone and a combat area. That's because there were some countries who wanted to expand their spheres of influence, and also because of the big oil companies, who of course are in the private sector. The private sector is quite different from the public arena. Dick Cheney was in the private sector. Then he moved to the public arena, although many of his acts in the public arena have benefited his interests in the private sector. Getting back a little closer to my own experience, on a recent visit to my hometown, New York City, I was walking through the area that we used to call the Garment District. I noticed that the local trade association now wanted people to call it the Fashion Center. Not everyone wanted that, just the ones who would like to raise the rents. Fashion Center is another example of how desperately people feel the need to upgrade themselves. They just want to feel better. They want to expand their comfort zones. Your comfort zone is not the same as your zone of privacy, by the way. A few years ago, when the press was hounding Congressman Gary Condit about Chandra Levy's disappearance, he asked them to please grant him a zone of privacy. But of course they couldn't do that, because Gary Condit was in the public arena. And as I wind up our little journey through location land, I regret not getting to one other place. Where? And if you wonder where I'm going with this, it's because you don't know where I'm coming from. Or maybe you simply don't know where it's at. Either way, I'm leaving now. I need my space. When people mention term limits to me, I usually tell them the only politicians' terms I would like to limit are the ones they use when speaking. They have an annoying language of their own. And I understand it's necessary for them to speak this way, because I know how important it is that as they speak, they not inadvertently say something. And according to the politicians themselves, they don't say things. They indicate them.
As I indicated yesterday, and as I indicated to the president.
And when they're not indicating, they're suggesting.
The president has suggested to me that as I indicated yesterday.
Sometimes instead of indicating or suggesting, they're outlining or pointing things out.
The president outlined his plan to me, and in doing so, he pointed out that he has not yet determined his position.
Politicians don't decide things. They determine them. Or they make judgments. That's more serious.
When the hearings conclude, I will make a judgment. Or I may simply give you my assessment. I don't know. I haven't determined that yet. But when I do, I will advise the president.
They don't tell, they advise. They don't answer, they respond. They don't read, they review. They don't form opinions, they determine positions. And they don't give advice, they make recommendations.
I advise the president that I will not make a judgment until he has given me his assessment. Thus far, he hasn't responded. Once he responds to my initiative, I will review his response, determine my position, and make my recommendations.
And so it is at long last that after each has responded to the other's initiatives, and after they have reviewed their responses, made their judgments, determined their positions, and offered their recommendations, they begin to approach the terrifying possibility that now they may actually be required to do something. Of course, that would be far too simple. So, rather than doing something, they address the problem.
We're addressing the problem, and we will soon proceed to take action. Those are big activities.